Pascal, delighted you could join us, and another bumper weekend of quarter-final action in your senior championship in Tyrone.
Yeah, it's that time of year again, the club championship's coming on, the games are coming thick and fast, Tom, and yeah, certainly very competitive from the games that we've seen already. Certainly a competitive championship, and one or two little surprises in there as well.
What are the surprises for you?
Well, I think Gomer were heavily tipped against Clonoe last week in Dungannon. Clonoe had brought off a late comeback and managed to secure the draw. So that goes to replay this weekend again. Going to be another intriguing tussle, and especially with Dromore and Arbo there also. And certainly going to be a very interesting time from Roy.
Yeah, I know you had quarter-final action last weekend, but I think everybody was looking to this weekend's quarter-finals possibly as some of the real heavyweights. And I suppose none more heavyweight than Dromore, the reigning champions. They're in action this evening against Arbo. A tricky enough assignment.
Yeah, without a doubt. Two teams that have met quite a lot over the last few years, Tom, especially one particular tie was the final they played in there a few years ago, where Dromore won late on with a penalty from Colin McCullough. So, yeah, it's certainly going to be an interesting tie. Dromore's really storming the league at the moment, but again, league form's out the window when it comes to championship football. It's all in the day, and there's no one better equipped to pull out a big result than Arbo lads now.
Yeah, and remind us, who are the big players here?
Well, in Dromore, you know, the spine of the team, you have Ronan McNabb, Callum McCarron, you have Sean O'Neill, ex-county player also, you have Ray McMenamin still adding that bit of experience there, and Arbo, you still have Tommy McGuigan, I think Brian still playing his trade there with the club, and obviously you have Kyle Coney as well, that gives you that attacking set, and certainly, on paper, they seem very, very evenly matched, and certainly it promises to be quite a tussle now.
Yeah. And then on to tomorrow, you have two. Obviously, you have that replay between Clonoe and Oma. We'll talk about that in a moment. But Killy Clougher and Trillick, the reigning champions, that's a repeat of last year's final.
It is, Tom. And again, another fantastic game in store. Killy Clougher, I suppose, feeling a little bit sore from last year's final. Probably want to right the wrongs from last year. And certainly we're heavily backed, especially with the bookies and things like that also. So again, Trillick came away with the silverware. They're on a high. They're not going to want to relinquish that crown too easy. And especially with the Donnelly brothers actually to the fore, and the two Brennan lads. So, you know, they're very well equipped to put it up to Killy Clougher also. Killy Clougher again back with a lot of fantastic footballers, the McCann brothers, Dermot Kieran there also, and young Bradley. So it's certainly going to be very evenly matched there also.
Yeah. Killy Clougher took a big scalp the last day out against Sarah Kieran. Big score as well.
Yeah, big score. I think a little bit of a surprise in there too, that, you know, very even tie, I suppose, on paper again. You know, they've got their star players and have a very, very sharp attacking edge, both teams, and Ariel Kane was in a very good position at half time, and Killy Clougher came out rejuvenated second half and just seemed to be one way traffic from what I've seen, and notched a fantastic scoreline up against Errigal, who would have been tipped to make big strides this year.
Mm. And I suppose Trinic last week, or in their opening game, I suppose slow out of the blocks but ran up a big score against English.
They did surely, and again, suppose, you know, again, with the calibre of players they have, and especially the experience they've had last year, it wasn't that long ago Trillick were playing intermediate football against my own club, and they've certainly come to the fore and come of age, and again, a club steeped in history, and to pull off an O'Neill Cup victory last year is just phenomenal for the club and the way they've come on the last few years.
And as we said, you mentioned earlier, that replay is on again tomorrow afternoon in Dungannon, St Andrews, Oma versus Clonoe. Clonoe forced the replay. Who is the momentum with this week?
Well, I suppose you maybe have to go with Oma. I think going with the contingent of county players they have at their disposal, Tom, and again having won the Throne Senior Championship in the recent times, and also Clonoe have done so as well. But I think with the contingent of county players and experience that Oma have there, and backed by a lot of fantastic achievements at youth level over the last 5 or 6 years, you know, I think it's still, you still maybe have to side with Oma that little bit to have that bit more cutting edge, especially Ronan O'Neill there, who's very, very sharp and dangerous and unsafe forwardly.
And you mentioned Ronan O'Neill, just remind us of the other county men.
You know, again, you have the McMahon brothers there, you have Barry Tierney, and I don't know if Conor Clark will be fit and available. I think he picked up a knee injury. And, you know, you, and also Clonoe, you have Conor McAlaskey, Daniel McNulty on the Clonoe side. So they do possess a cutting edge up front. So I think it's definitely going to be a battle of the forward lines.
Yeah. And anyway, that's those. Looking back, we'll just ask you to put your head on the block. Drumore, Arbaugh?
I would maybe have to go with Drumore. I work with a lot of Drumore people, so I think I would have to face a bit of a wrath there Monday morning if I didn't tip Drumore. So I think Drumore is just maybe going to that little bit too strong, Tom.
And Killy Clougher, Trillick?
This time, I think Killy Clougher might just right the wrongs from last year and come through playing some fantastic football at the present time, Tom.
Yeah, and I think you're favouring Oma, aren't you?
I'll just go with Oma, just about. I'm going to be tight tussle, but I think Oma will just pull through and end up.